Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube, and today we have Wanda Evans and Nancy Gray in the booth for the Prom Fairies. So welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
So tell us about the Prom Fairies for our listeners out there.
A group of ladies that help out underprivileged kids, mm-hmm. not only secondary five, but could be elementary school level, college level, university level. Mm-hmm. If they can't afford to go to their prom or their graduation dressed as kings and queens.
Okay.
So we've been doing this for 6 years, and we provide them with dresses and suits if needed, shoes, accessories, hair, makeup.
Undergarments.
Wow. And we get them ready, and they go to prom, and nobody knows that they're a prom fairy child when they get there.
That's really nice. That's important. So it's the sixth year. That's amazing. So you've helped a lot of students throughout the years.
41 in the last 6 years.
Wow.
And a mother. Mm-hmm. And this year so far, there's 14.
Good. So that's for girls and boys then.
Yep.
Nice. Okay, so out of those 41 students, maybe a lot of them would never have had a chance to attend prom and have that memory. So you have some fundraisers, and you have the big bingo coming up. So that's pretty exciting.
Yes, it's April 2nd. Mm-hmm. There's a change of location this year. We're having it at Alexander Galt mm-hmm. in the cafeteria this year. We've outgrown the hut.
Okay.
We were there ever since it happened, but the last two years have just got bigger. We went from 40 to 50 to 120, and last year was a little over 200. We were setting up tables when people were getting ready to play bingo because people were still coming in, and it was packed. So it came last year after the bingo. Well, Nancy and I kind of spoke about it the morning of the event. I think it's time mm-hmm. we move on. And we had the idea about approaching Galt. And at the end of the bingo, Bob Ossall came mm-hmm. and seen me. He used to be the activity coordinator up at Galt. And
he's great. Mm-hmm.
He come over and he kind of whispered. He said, "It's time to move it to Galt." I said, "Yep." Yeah. I said, we kind of figure that. So we approached Mrs. McCourt back in the fall, mm-hmm. and she was all in favor of it.
Wonderful.
We want everyone to be comfortable. We want them to feel comfortable, to not feel like they're in such an enclosed place, and we want them to enjoy their day. It's a day for them with their family, so.
It is. So it's really grown then in the past 5 years. That's amazing. A lot of support from the community here.
A lot of support. We couldn't do it without the community.
No.
We really couldn't.
Good.
And we have to do a special shout out. I want to say this. I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a fella I knew since I was a kid. Actually, he was a baby. I used to babysit him. And he messaged, well, it wasn't a phone call, it was a message. So he messaged me and he said, "You know, I need to do something with my time. I'm a little down right now. Could I help you? Could I go out and get donations?" And I said, "Sure, I have no problem with that." This man has pounded the pavement for us for the last 3 weeks and gotten some amazing prizes. So our shout out is to Kevin Ross. We couldn't have done it this year without him. He's an amazing man. He makes us laugh when we need to. And I'm in awe and amazed at what he has done for us this year.
That's wonderful. That's
and
really nice.
And it doesn't mean that we're saying that nobody else has mm-hmm. helped out. Mm-hmm. It's just that he has gone above and beyond mm-hmm. what he needed to do to help us get this going this year.
That's wonderful.
Because he's been kind of pushing us. Because we're really getting out of our bubble here. And I was mm-hmm. talking about it today at work. Like, when we've been focusing, because between Nancy and I, we can't spit out much French. So mm-hmm. we've been like really comfortable with the English community. Mm-hmm. But Kevin is out there like promoting the French community.
Yes.
So like I think that's why I have this knot in my stomach. Like I'm getting really worried. But we have other people that are volunteering to help us. Mm-hmm. They're all bilingual. So we're going to be comfortable. We gave our regular bingo caller the year off because we have a student up at Galt who would like to call bingo. Mm-hmm. So he's perfectly bilingual. He's going to take care of all the techie stuff. And he's going to call bingo for us. So we're ready if more of the French population comes in. But like it's scary because we're used to the same crowd. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
Now we're in new territory.
Yeah. Now it's getting bigger, which is good for you. Yeah. And good for the students.
But it's also scary.
Yeah. But we have to, we invite everybody and we include everybody because some of these sponsors that he've come from are from Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. We have one hair salon that's $200 worth of vouchers they've given.
Yeah. Nice.
And their sign is going to be displayed. You can't see my hands moving, but the sign, like the other day, but it's like new places. And he went to the Science Museum and they gave him a card to come back again next year.
Oh,
like
wow.
It's different. Yeah. Different place.
All new. But we accept it. We love it. We appreciate it.
We have our local support. We still have our same ones that really stick by us. And right off the bat, we had the same lady do an epicure party again for us this year. And she messaged me today to let me know that the order will be in tomorrow. And she has a basket of free products for us to put for a prize, plus an $150 donation because she donated her commission. And when Nancy was talking about a shout out, for the last, 2-3 years, we've had one lady go take pictures, Linda Amesley.
She donated
her time. Every year she goes to Bishop. She waits for these kids to come there and she takes their pictures. She gives them a few proofs as gifts. Everything out of her own pocket. Yep. She've never asked for anything.
Nothing.
She always volunteers her time. She can't do it this year because she's going to be out of town, but she's already
and
she's already let us know.
Because
I know if she was in town, she'd be doing it.
Exactly. Yeah, she's wonderful, and you just have so many volunteers come out of the woodwork.
It's ridiculous this year. It's so great that the community is backing us up.
And with being up at Galt, we've really reached out to the students. And so the community skills teachers have involved their classes. So today I had posters being delivered. One class had made the posters to put up all around the school. So I have one of the special needs classes putting them up tomorrow. They're going to be the ones going around putting them up. Another community skills class wrapped 501 bottle caps and counted them all. We have like way over 1,000, and one of our little helpers there, Louise Tardif, and her family have wrapped 2,000 or 2,500 of those on their own. We have the only bottle cap I had to wrap this year was the one that I showed the community skills teacher as an example. That's the only one I've wrapped because I've been doing that for the last two, three years myself, like sitting there just
that's
wrapping.
A lot of work,
So it's her game, so she has to do it.
Okay. So, but Louise wanted to do it this year. She was hesitant first when I said, I'm going to take some to Galt for some of the kids to do at Galt. So they've done it, and we've got kids that have volunteered to come to help the day of the bingo. We've included the student councils, and then another girl just was mentioned in the bulletin, and she came to me and wanted to volunteer at the bingo. She messaged me yesterday, and she chose her job. She liked to help out in the kitchen, so she'll be in the canteen.
With
the cook from Galt. Janet is doing the kitchen, because everything in the kitchen is Galt's. Like, we're not, because when we used to do it at the hut, we only used to take from the bingo. So everything else was, so.
We tried to keep it that way, and it helps Galt at the same time.
It's a win-win.
So is the bingo the biggest fundraiser for the prom fairies for the year?
Yes.
Okay. And exactly how does it work? So
we have, everything opens at noon.
Okay.
The canteen opens at noon. And then we have three games
before
the bingo starts. We have the famous bottle caps are back. We have the fairy drop. And then I'm bringing in a new game. It's called the spinning wheel because I'm from the North Shore, Lower North Shore.
Okay.
And we grew up, any coaster that's in the Eastern Townships that's going to hear this, grew up with the spinning wheel. So I'm starting to get a few from the coast coming to the bingo. So this year I said, okay, it's time we bring the spinning wheel. So I got the picture taken from the spinning wheel back home in the community hall, passed it off to Mike Williams, and whammo. He made me my spinning wheel from the community all back home. When I walked into his workshop, I felt like I was 10 years old.
And wouldn't accept anything from us.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
So another shout out to a great man.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So we have that. So those will be starting off at 12.
Okay.
Bingo starts sharp at 1:30, but we have another big prize this year. thanks to Peggy McCourt from Galt, again, the principal at Galt. Mm-hmm. She donated another $600 voucher towards any concentration for the next school year. Mm-hmm. And so exactly at 1:15, the day of the event, this $600 voucher will be put on the spinning wheel. Mm-hmm. It'll cost $20 a ticket. Mm-hmm. There's only 29 tickets to be sold. Mm-hmm. And there's 3 chances out of 87 on every ticket.
Wow.
So we were kind of worried about the price. Mm-hmm. But last year, we sold about $450 worth of tickets. So if you spent $20 on raffle tickets, which a lot of parents did, you had a 3% chance of winning. Mm-hmm. I've done the math, and it's the same odds. 3% chance of winning, 3 on 87.
Okay.
So
good to know, yeah. Some exciting prizes. What are a few of the other prizes?
We got 2 adult entries to the
Lac de Nation
for the whole week.
Okay.
We've got 2 gas cards, Visa gas cards for $100.
That's handy for anybody.
$100 tattoo.
$100 tattoo
from Johnny Tattoo. We have Epicure.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. Mm-hmm. Lots of maple syrup.
Avon products. What else do we have?
A lot of gift cards. We've been a lot of gift cards. Thanks to Kevin, we have Boston Pizza. We have Domino's, again, is another big one that have stepped in to help us again.
Always help us out.
And so there's a lot of restaurant gift cards. And it's
good. Really exciting. Do you have some other different events throughout the year, even though this is the big one?
We do the wine raffle. That's just before Christmas. Then we do the Domino's pizza. And then we do the bingo.
It's amazing. You've helped 41 kids in the 6 years. Okay, and does it grow every year, or do you stay around the same
number? Last year we had 19 plus a parent, so we're down to 14.
Okay.
This year. That's high for now, because we had, if I was to look back, I think it was less than 10 last year at the bingo.
Okay.
And we ended up to 19.
Wow, okay. So. Mostly girls out of
football? Girls and boys.
Girls and boys.
And now we're into the special needs.
Okay.
Because they're able to graduate, or...
Nice. So how many volunteers are you? You're Nancy, you're Wanda, but do you have some more people working on the dresses and the organization? And
We have our seamstresses
on tap, and we've had a few more seamstresses that have come forward that are willing to help out wherever we can.
Yeah,
good. That's wonderful. Yeah,
we've had some teachers from Galt offer to take the boys to get suited, because a woman going to Moore's with a guy is not exactly what a student would like. So we have men that will go and help
good.
Out.
A little bit more comfortable for them. And,
Yes.
Good. So how does it work? Does a student come to you, or are they referred to by somebody, maybe a teacher?
Usually Madame Thibault, the guidance counselor, she has to talk to every graduate every year. And she always gives the question about prom, you're looking forward to prom. So she kind of goes from there. If some says, well, I can't really afford it, and I can't, or I'm working to save, then she'll just whistle it in my ear and say, or they'll come see me. It's in the bulletin. It's very well known now. And last year, since it was such a big year, and our name got out there, like on the first day of school, I got asked this year if we could help.
Nice.
So they're more comfortable in asking.
That's important too, that they feel like all the rest of the students.
And everybody knows, like there was a child selling stuff on the classifieds on Facebook to buy a prom dress. So 2 people. They tagged Nancy, and then they tagged myself. So by the time I was tagged, I just messaged, because it was one of the co-workers from up at Galt, and I said, already taken care of.
Nice.
And when she finally came and seen me that next week, I said, like, why? She said, I didn't know if I could. So anyway, she's...
Yeah, I messaged her, and I said, don't sell your stuff on the trading post. We'll take care of you. You're all taken care of.
And they're not taking advantage of us, because like she has her dress picked out, and it's a dress that's never been worn. She has it picked out. She she'd like to have some changes. She's got a friend going to design that the way she'd like to have some changes, and she was going to get her shoes, and I said, well, you know, you can bring out your receipt to us for your shoes. She said, no. She said, a friend of my mom's is going to give me the money to buy my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, I'm not handing it into you.
Nice.
So it's
they have really nice attitudes.
Yeah.
Oh, and to watch them walk in that closet all dreary and down, and then they pick out their dress and they try it on and they walk out with the biggest smiles on their faces. You mm-hmm. can't say no. You have to help these kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not because they're parents are mm-hmm. bad parents or whatever, but it's a costly event.
It is, and it's a tough society we belong to too.
Yeah.
A lot of single parents, a lot of people out of work.
Yeah.
And prom is such an important event to a student. They essentially work for that from the time
That's
they start
right.
kindergarten.
Yeah.
Our room there up at Galt, right there now. Because when you say walk in there's no walking because there's so many dresses, and mm-hmm. I think the dresses are getting bigger and bigger every year that's being donated.
Okay.
I have one up in my office that I'm not even taking downstairs yet, but they're in the process of painting and finishing two rooms for us. So we'll have a changing area, then a room to choose the dresses.
Nice.
We're in there today with I'm in there with four girls.
Mm-hmm.
Two are trying on dresses, two are friends, and the fumes of paint because... Mm-hmm. They're watching me push these dresses in through in boxes and pull them out mm-hmm. so they can look through them. And so we're hoping by next week, I have to go there, sit down next week so we can pick out.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not fussy. Whatever we get, we get. And mm-hmm. Today, the guy that's handling it, because he said I'm not allowed to mention his name on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to do a chain system, so they're going or a pulley system, so they're going to have it a long chain so we can got a pulley so we can pull that lower mm-hmm. the dresses, and then when we're done we can pull them back up.
Nice.
I didn't ask for that, but this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Good. I never thought of that, so that would be handy.
And Galt has been amazing to us.
Yeah.
They really have.
Because
mm-hmm. it started in the back shed of my house.
Okay.
I had dresses donated to them, and they either went in our camper
mm-hmm.
or in the back shed.
Okay.
And that's where we were doing it from my house when we first started.
So it's really changed a lot.
Yeah, because Nancy would come in with the dresses in my office.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
good.
We had to try them on.
So are the dresses all donated? Or...
Yes. Okay. Yes. And just because the closet's full doesn't mm-hmm. mean we don't accept any more donations, because
mm-hmm.
we will accept donations at any time of the year.
Okay.
All you have to do is message us on Facebook
mm-hmm.
or give one of us a call, or we will go get them or whatever we have to do.
Okay, so prom dresses. What about shoes? Do you accept
shoes,
those too?
Yes.
Okay.
Shoes,
jewelry,
purses, mm-hmm. clutches,
wow.
anything like that. The vouchers for hairdressers
okay.
and
mm-hmm.
nails and makeup,
mm-hmm.
anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's...
good.
We take it all. And when you were asking a while ago about prizes,
mm-hmm.
what kind of prizes
mm-hmm.
we had, and it just clicked when we were talking about Galt.
Because mm-hmm.
we have one of our teachers from Galt that volunteers at the Olympics.
Oh,
that was
okay.
the first prize we had given on the first day of school this year, is a full outfit from the volunteer
mm-hmm.
at the Rio Olympics. The top, the pants, the water bottle, the bottle opener, the hat, everything.
Mm-hmm. That's
in
amazing.
In an Olympic bag.
Awesome.
She let me know in Rio. She said, I'm bringing you back a treat. So she
awesome.
Brought it back.
They,
and
they love doing things for us. It's amazing, this community. We have one of the best communities around here.
We
For helping other people out.
Very giving, a lot of empathy. Yeah.
Yep.
So a lot of the dresses, I would imagine, they have to be altered.
Yeah.
And
yep.
One of the girls that I had today in there, she've narrowed it down to two dresses.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not sure if it's going to work. But
mm-hmm.
anyway, we've come to another solution. We took two dresses.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause she loves the top of one.
Okay.
But she finds the bottom too short. So then I found another dress
mm-hmm.
with the same material
mm-hmm.
that could be cut off
mm-hmm.
from underneath the breast,
mm-hmm.
sewed on to mm-hmm. make a long dress.
Nice.
She wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it completely
Don't know if it's
going
to work, because I can't even sew a button on. But
yeah.
anyway... That was the option.
Good. Well, some of the seamstresses, they're just amazing.
They
and,
are.
Yeah. That's great. So when they're finished with the dress, they give it back? Is that
they
one
give
of
it back.
Okay.
Well, we hope. We've had a few people who don't want to give it back mm-hmm. and don't give it back. We are a work in progress. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. We're a couple of ladies who need to sit down and really make this, how do I say that? It went from a dream to now it's a reality. Mm-hmm. So now we have to do it by the book type of thing.
Okay.
We have to figure out how we go about getting these dresses back. Do we sign a contract?
Okay.
You know, it's all different things that we are learning through the process.
Yeah, that's how you learn things, by doing.
Now we know now that this year we have to become a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
There's just too much happening that we have got to mm-hmm. fill out our paperwork to do that.
Okay.
So this will be our next project after this prom is over,
mm-hmm.
is to set ourselves into the process of being nonprofit.
Good. Well, that's good, because it shows you that it's really working too. And
yep.
environmentally, it's good too.
Yep.
And if there's dresses that we don't use, like if they've been in the cupboard for a few years,
mm-hmm.
we just, because right across the hall mm-hmm. is the drama department.
Okay.
And the dance room.
Okay.
And we've been sharing.
Yep.
Nice.
And
yeah.
so the teachers go in there when they need a certain dress. Like mm-hmm. last year for the play, the spring play, it was the prom fairy dresses, because they need corset dresses.
Okay.
So they borrow it from the prom fairy room mm-hmm. and they go over. And
if somebody mm-hmm. messages us through the summer and says, I need a dress for a wedding, but I really can't afford it mm-hmm. to go to a wedding, just something, you know, a cocktail dress.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. We'll fix
okay.
you up.
We had somebody nice. Last summer, but she never got back to me. She needed it for October, but she never got back to me.
Okay, well, maybe she found somebody else, but that's a great...
You know, they're there.
Yeah.
That's what their purpose is
mm-hmm.
for. Well, the main thing is prom,
mm-hmm.
but we're open to help anybody at any time if they need something.
That's really nice. So, are you looking for volunteers? You said you're accepting dresses or shoes or jewelry. Now, how does somebody get in touch with you?
Well, they can give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I gave my number for here, 565.
Okay.
7099. If you're willing, if you have a few hours on the second and you would like to mm-hmm. help out wherever you can.
Okay.
Or if you want any more information about the bingo.
Okay.
Or if you'd like to donate a prize for the bingo.
Yeah, a prize.
Just give us
yeah.
a shout.
Or a dress, or
yeah. dress,
jewelry, yeah. whatever.
Like any, like last year and every year, we will have something ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to drop off dresses the day of the event, if that's all they want
mm-hmm.
to do,
mm-hmm.
we'll have something ready, and you could bring in your dresses and your donations, like mm-hmm. shoes, anything like mm-hmm. that. And because we had two girls last year that came and donated their prom dresses.
Nice.
And both of those yeah. dresses were picked up today and looked at again. One was tried on by two girls, but mm-hmm. it didn't work out, but
mm-hmm. Good. So all you, different kinds of
If they find
dresses.
A dress too and they can't
yeah.
afford it
mm-hmm.
and it's a reasonable price, we have a set price that we will give that child
mm-hmm.
to help them go towards their dress that they want to buy.
Nice.
We have a set mm-hmm. amount. We've helped get prom photos, their grad
mm-hmm.
pictures. We've
mm-hmm.
helped buy rings,
mm-hmm.
Anything like that that you know,
yeah.
like, you don't, it's their special day. They should feel special.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can't afford their pictures, what's that to us? I mean, it's nothing. We can buy them for them.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. So it certainly is expanding then, I guess. Now, are you looking, you said Linda Ansley can't take the pictures this year. Are you looking for a photographer?
No, I have
no?
my daughter. My daughter
oh, nice.
Offered to take them. So
good for her.
A shout out to Robin Gray there
good.
For coming up and
nice.
Deciding to do the pictures for us. So that's a good thing too.
It is a good thing,
yeah,
because getting all dressed up, that picture is so important. They can look back on that and feel good about that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Good. Anything else you'd like to add, ladies, before we go?
No, I think that's...
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
Just a big thank you to everybody.
Everybody.
That has donated already, that continues to donate, that have said they're going to donate. Like, just thank you very much.
Yep.
That's all we can say.
Well, thank you, because you're making such a difference in the community for the young people, and it's so important.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks, and all the luck, all the best on the bingo.
Thank you. Yep.